Blog Talk Radio.
Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
and when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shone in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did, and he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came into the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them to his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forward the angel departed from them, from him. And when there was come to him, when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know as surety that the Lord has sent an angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people, of all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Everybody said they were praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a devilsman came to hearken for the answer to the door, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. I want to talk about prayers that will astonish you. Prayers that will astonish you. Praise the Lord. Allow me to begin by saying that the error of the text, "Praise the Lamb of God," that is under scrutiny today, was during the hour of the persecuted church, as is known in church history. The church was under heavy persecution, as, of course, persecution really was the midwife of the church, in that it spread the gospel.
And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he
he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four, I know this word so well, somebody say it for me, quadrants, that's it, quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intending after Egypt, after Easter, to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made. Everybody listen to this part real good. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shone in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did, and he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second war, they came into the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which openeth to them to his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from them, from him. And when there was come to him, when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know as surely that the Lord has sent an angel, and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people, of all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Anybody said they were praying? And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a denizen came to hearken for the answer to the door, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking. When they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. I want to talk about prayers that will astonish you. Prayers that will astonish you. Praise the Lord. Allow me to begin by saying that the error of the text, "Praise the Lamb of God," that is under scrutiny today, was during the hour of the persecuted church, as is known in church history. The church was under heavy persecution, as, of course, persecution really was the midwife of the church, in that it spread the gospel across the then known world through the agency of persecution. And this persecution was that many of us have not and probably never will experience due to the liberality of our faith and the freedom to worship as we would here in America, according to our Constitution, that we have the right of our own religious practice. And so therefore, we may never experience this level of persecution, but we all know that we have to deal with the onslaughts of the enemy in the spirit realm, praise the Lamb of God. As Satan consistently and persistently presses upon us to cause us to give way in our faith, in our dedication, in our commitment to God. And so therefore, we have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, recognizing that in this hour of God desiring to perform signs, wonders, and miracles in our lives, that there is going to be persecution. We must never rest in our thinking or in our position and posture concerning the subtle movement and the attack of the enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. When we look at even our armor that is described to us in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, when we read all of the equipment, our feet shod and our helmet of salvation and our girdles on and our breastplate and even our sword of the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, which is the Word of God, the only thing that really gives us the edge on the enemy is when the Scriptures tell us, praying always. Above all things, it said, praying always in the Holy Ghost. So we must understand the importance of our prayer life in this season. Because if you really want to see God move in your life, then you're going to have to really resolve to posture yourself in the position of the church that we just read about, so that God can astonish you and astonish those around you and your enemy at the level of deliverance, at the level of provision, pray the Lamb of God, that He has for you in this season. When I first looked at the Baptist church, the Lord told me, He said, my people are not pressing into the place of prayer in this season the way I need them to. Now, I want you all to really pay attention to that quote that I just gave you from God. Because when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to me and tells me something of that magnitude, it goes down into my spirit. And His words enter my the people of God, no matter how God performed on their behalf, always walked in a certain level of disbelief. Our education and our abilities and our self-help, praise the Lamb of God, our techniques that we've learned down through the years have worked against us when it comes down
to give you some stuff that is going to move you, praise the Lamb of God, into a greater place with God, that you can see your prayers and prevailing, that will cause you to even pray more because you're receiving answered prayer. One of the greatest falls or downfalls of life is praying with no results. divine name, praise the Lamb of God. There has to be a level of petitioning, praise the Lamb of God, without it being redundant in your own eyes, praise the Lamb of God, that we keep pressing on the door of heaven, praise the Lamb of God, or the presence of God in prayer, hallelujah, to allow God to know you're serious about it.
Amen.
Okay? I'm going to put it to you like this. Hallelujah. Every time I leave town now, praise God, Gabby is at the age to recognize that her daddy is gone to preach, minister in other cities. So now that she gets on the phone, almost every day she said, where are you? Are you in town? That's what Gabby asked. Are you in town? And I tell her, they have the accident. I'm at home. Oh, okay. Okay, so that means you can come see me, or you can come get me, and we can go eat, all of this kind of stuff. Praise God. All right. Praise God. That's one level. The next level is, if I say I'm out of town, then Gabby says, so what you going to bring me? Because she wants something from out of town.
Right.
Praise God. Almost every time I come back, I have to surprise her with something. She wants a surprise from Daddy. Praise the Lord. So watch this. This last time I was there, when I was in Virginia, I thought Gabby had forgotten that I was gone. So when I got back, I thought, hey, Dad, what's your way to come to Gabby? I know you have my surprise. So you know what I had to do? I had to go sit and get something in Detroit that she thinks that came from Virginia. Watch this now. Watch this now. It's because of her persistence. Come on, talk to me. It's because she's concise. Praise the Lamb of God. She's at a place of saying, I know you got it. Praise the Lamb. I asked for it. Praise the Lamb of God. I talked to you about it. So I know you had it. So now I'm asking your face again, saying, I'll be over when I come over. I want what you have for me. Our problem in prayer is there is no consistency, not even on a child's level.
Right.
Somebody said, oops. Praise the Lamb of God. We do not stay in the face of God, praise the Lamb of God, to call the scripture to be fulfilled. See, this is what prophetical people must understand, and that is, praise the Lamb of God, we must fulfill the fulfilled, unfulfilled word of God. I say it somewhere like that, Lord. We must fulfill the unfulfilled word of God. In other words, whatever God spoke is already fulfilled. People may not be fulfilled yet. Hallelujah. See, a lot of people I found out don't pray because they're scared of God. And the reason why we are fearful in the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God, is because we know God. Hello, my Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people don't want to encounter with God because if you encounter God, He will change. Hallelujah. God is not going to change. You're going to change. Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb. That's why so many people go to prophets and apostles and pastors and other people they intercede for them because they don't want to get to the place, praise the Lamb, that they can hear God.
Praise the Lamb of God. Boldly before the throne of God. I can come.
Praise God. He changed water into wine. That's the way Jesus came up Galilee. The first miracle. Right? This is the young miracle of Jesus. That's what the word of God says. Right? Praise God. Watch this. Jesus' mother went to Jesus and asked her, told them that they ran out of wine. She said, what business is that man? Praise God. Watch this. Watch this. She predicated his performance upon his love. He don't reconsider. She told the servant, she said, do whatever he says. Mm-hmm. Watch this. Watch this. A lot of our prevailing in prayer has a lot to do with, praise the Lamb of God, the way we respond to God.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Because there are some things that I'm learning, praise the Lamb of God, that he's been in this. This gray hair I have, I'm still learning. Through my relationship with God and studying human behavior of the saints, spiritual behavior, I'm learning some things from God. And one of them is, there's some things promised to us that we can't receive because we're walking in rebellion and don't know it. We really need to come to God and ask Him, show me. Praise the Lamb of God. See, one of the greatest things you can do is to ask God to show you what hinders you from receiving from Him. What is it, praise the Lamb of God, that stops me, that precludes me, praise the Lamb of God, from receiving what you really have for me? Praise God. When you come to that place, and God reveals it to you, it's going to demand a response on your behalf.
Yeah.
Praise God. Whether it's healing, praise God. Whether it's prosperity, it's going to demand a performance from you because that's the way God's word is set up. Praise the Lamb of God. Faith is responding in obedience to what God says. Did y'all hear what I said? Praise God. Faith ain't not going to take all this all the time. Faith ain't. That's belief.
Right, right.
I look like a friend. I believe Obama is the president of America.
Right.
Right? I do believe that he is the president.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that with a knowing belief.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But I don't have faith to believe that he's going to write me a check tomorrow.
Right now.
I don't, even if I pray for it. I don't have the faith to believe that Obama will wake up in the morning and say, I was going to meet this man in shape, but I'm going to write him a $10 million check. I don't have faith in that. Praise the Lamb of God. I really don't. Hallelujah. But I do have faith, praise God, that God will perform.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I check his track record, he has never failed.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. His word has never failed. So in our response, praise the Lamb of God, to God, through our courageous boldness, your boldness has watch this. Have to have a twofold effect. I'm finished with you now. I'm finished with you, God. Praise the Lord, you didn't shout too bad. Watch this now. Your boldness must have a twofold effect. You must be bold going in and bold going out. In other words, you have to be bold enough to do what God says to you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. In the midst of your adversity, watch this now. I'm going to close this out. Watch this. Peter is locked up.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to be made a public spectacle. Praise the Lamb of God. He's in. He got four or five squadrons of soldiers watching him, so he can't go nowhere.
Okay.
That's maximum security.
Wow.
Right? He has maximum security for preaching and performing miracles. That's why he is dead. Herod is going to kill him. He already killed James. Right? He already killed James. Now he wanna kill Peter because it pleased the Jews. Because the Jews were anti-Jews. Jesus Messiah. Come on, talk to me. Not anti-Messiah. They believe in Messiah, but they don't believe Jesus was the Messiah. Right? So, him giving Peter and James been nothing to them. It was like, you on our side, Herod, we vote for you next year. And when the election comes, we're going to vote for you. So Herod was, he wanted to please the Jews again. Right? So he put Peter in jail because the season of unleavened bread, which was like a holy day. Whole bunch of season came up. So he didn't want to do it, praise the Lamb of God, during that season. He was waiting on the season to pass. Watch this. Meanwhile, the church was praying. Y'all remember that, right? The church was praying for peace. The church, watch this, was steadfast in consistent prayer for peace. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They must have been praying that God spared his life. They must have been praying for deliverance. Watch this. Watch this. So, in the midst of their praying, God moves. The angel comes, praise the Lamb of God, wake Peter up. Watch this. He gets up, he obeys, said, rise, he got up, his chains are stuck off. But then, if you read the story carefully, Peter didn't believe what was happening. He thought it was a dream. And watch this, and the angel led him straight out of the prison. Onto the streets. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Really, it was a jailbreak. Come on, talk to me. It was an illegal jailbreak. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because God has all their nails on us. Come on, talk to me. He has the right to defile all of them. So now he is out in the street. When he comes to himself, the angel leads him. He said, whoa! I'm not dead. Now that's what blows from your mouth that I was in jail. Come on, doctor. And angel comes to him. He said, wake up, get up. We're getting out of here. And your shadows and stuff just start falling off. You know? Some of them are too scared to move. You know? We be too scared to move. We be who is you? We'll be church. Right there in the jail, we'll be church. Praise the Lamb of God. He comes down. Watch this. But when he gets back from the church, it's having intercessory prayer and praying for him. Rose was so happy. Why was she happy? Because prayer had been answered. And a lot of people, I heard them say she got shocked and she was scared. The Bible says the woman was full of joy. She got so excited about Peter being there. She said, it's me. Yes. She wasn't going to tell anybody else. She left the door. The pastor left the door. Right? Ran back into the living room. Someone, Peter, okay. They heard knocking. They know what she did. Great. They heard that. Peter did. Watch this. Last one. I'm going to persistent prayer shall save you. Yeah. But there's some of us who don't believe our own prayers.
Mm-hmm.
When God delivered Peter, the church couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
When they said it's an angel, they're talking about his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That his spirit had come back as an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And his spirit was not. Watch this. We believe. Watch this. We believe witchcraft.
All right now.
Luck.
Yeah, all right.
Voodoo.
Yeah.
We believe dark magic.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, talk to me. We believe a whole lot of stuff, but we don't believe God.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe our own prayers. Major things.
Yep.
We don't believe our own prayer life. Want me to tell you why? You don't believe God loves you as much as he said he does. I'm just going to put it like this. I'm going to put it like this. Okay. If God loves you enough to give his only begotten son so that you could be saved,
Furthermore, what do you think he would really withhold from you? When you really get the concept of what Christ did for you through the love of God, a lot of people mess with me when I say it. No, I said, Jesus argued with God somewhere in the Garden of Gethsemane. And if I remove this cup, I don't know exactly what he means. But the Bible says God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he sacrificed his son. When you think about how much God loves you, and he gave his only son to you so he could be saved and set free from hell and of judgment. He loved him that much. What is paying your rent?
Right
now, he loved him that much. What is healing your body? And even in your salvation, he demanded a response. He said, if you repent, be baptized, and confess me with your mouth. Did I go through repentance? I better have died, but did I go through the repentance stage? And I found out my hand. I found out I got to repent. I said to myself, if I repent, hallelujah, then I satisfy him. Come on, talk to me. Now, I'm a candidate for the Holy Spirit. Then I stayed in God's face till he filled me on my knees. I didn't get filled with the Holy Ghost in the church. I was on midnight. Praise the Lord, right here in Detroit. When the indwelling of the tongue evidence came. Because I'm one, I'm going to get what God has for me. I'm going to get it. If it's available to me, I'm going to get it. Why? Because it's already got my name on it. Not going to miss what God has for me. I'm going to get it. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not going to let nothing bypass. Bow your heads quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only one question. How bad do you want it? How bad do you really want it? I bet you want your healing. I bet you want your deliverance. I bet you want somebody else set free. But how bad do you want it? Praise the Lamb of God. Because if you want it bad enough, you would take inventory of yourself and say, have I satisfied it? I'm not just going through the motions. Have I really satisfied it? Do I think I'm here on the planet because God loved me so much that he has spared me? Or am I here because he's given me grace to repent? He's given me space to get it together. Hallelujah. Because I'm still not fit to die. I'm not fit to come into this judgment and he's trying to give me time to get my act together. Hallelujah. Come to the place of true repentance. Woo! I've had visions and dreams of what belongs to me, what God has promised me, and I haven't received them and I'm all. So I'm going to meet the demand of heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your rich word. Thank you for breaking it down for us. So much that a child could understand it. thank you. I pray for myself and these people to hear my voice. For those that will hear my voice, hallelujah, watching even this CD or this DVD, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us. By lack of understanding, forgive us for grabbing hold to your robe, to the hem of your garment on the board of our lives, without understanding who you really were, who you really want to be to us. Forgive us for not walking in faith. Hallelujah. Forgive us for carrying things so long. Hallelujah. Hurts and inner conflict. Hallelujah. Wrestling with our past when we can't do nothing about it. You've already canceled that. You've already thrown that in the sea of forgiveness. Father, in Jesus' name, grant us today, hallelujah, a brand new start. I feel your hand on me, Father. Grant us today, hallelujah, a new lease on life. Grant us today, hallelujah, a new place in you in the heavens, a brand new seat in your throne. Hallelujah, that we can sit in through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we're tired of busyness. We're tired of being satisfied with being passengers without being the owners. We're tired of standing on your promises and not possessing the promise. Hallelujah. So today, hallelujah, God, we can be so grateful this Thanksgiving if we just focus on what you've forgiven us for, what you've given us access to. We have your ear, oh God in heaven. We have your heart, and we have your throne. Bless us. I don't know, my brother has come and visiting. And I don't know, Father, why you allowed him to come here and maybe this word's for him. He needs to respond today. Hallelujah. And give his life back to you and rededicate himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. But for whatever his purpose of being here, I pray, Father, that your will be done. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for this season of restoration, of restoring, of renewing, of reconstruction. Thank you, Father, that you've given us another chance in the very name of Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father. We look for you now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a hand to praise.